heaven. Hallelujah. It's better than talking to hell. Thank you, Jesus. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. Your life's short enough. You don't need to talk to the wrong place and the wrong people in the place. Amen. Tell heaven. We're coming. Praise God. Elijah was taken up. Amen. By a chariot of fire. Elijah, we're coming. Enoch was translated, for God took him. Enoch, we're on our way home. A multitude that no man can number is on our way home. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God, of every kindred, nation, and tongue, who have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. We're coming. Praise God. Amen. Say that every time you got life and life hiccups and coughs and does the things that life does. Heaven, I'm on my way. Praise the Lord. In everything, find a way to give thanks unto the Lord your God. Doesn't mean you're thankful for everything you might be going through, but in it, give thanks. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Why? Because it's the will of God. And I believe the Lord just pleased when you just go, ring, ring. Yes, I'm on my way home. Hallelujah. It's not, oh God, look what's happening in my little life. It's, Lord, I'm on my way. I believe God's pleased with that more than he'd be pleased with a complaint coming from your mouth that everything's not the way you want it to be. Praise God. And life's so bad and everything's down and out. Praise God. I believe that phone call. Amen. I'm on my way. Hallelujah. I'm on my way home. Those hands going in the air to send a signal and a praise unto God that's so much greater than what we could give otherwise. Let's do it one more time. Praise the Lord. Let's love him. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, let everything that has breath. Praise God. Let everything that has breath. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. In your hearing tonight, I'd like to draw your attention to the word of the Lord, Psalm 100. I'm going to start at verse 3. We'll just start here. Praise God. Some nights in church, you feel like a buffet, you know. You're going to get about 5 sermons tonight. No. We're going to start in Psalm 100, verse 3. 100 and verse 3. Know ye that the Lord, he is God? It is he that has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. And since this is true, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Hallelujah. Praise God. You may be seated. Last verse says, for the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting. And his truth endureth to all generations. Amen. Amen? And that's for all you creeps out there that say that the truth is old. And we need something new in our day. No, the scripture says that the truth that was truth before the world was endures to our generation. And says, I'm still here. I'm still true. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Amen. We read in Hebrews 10 that we are purchased by the blood of Christ, by a new and living way, not an old and drabby, and it's the 21st century. We need something new to really get people's attention. We got it. Because everything everyone's doing in this world today is old. Sin is old. That's why people say, when you say, hey, how's it going? Nah, same old. When they meet you, I hope they get a different response. That there's a little bit of a spark in your life that says, tell heaven, I'm on my way home. That they meet a people of destiny and a people of promise and a people who have more to say than just same old. They meet someone that says, I'm a sheep. All the conversations we could have with some people. Be bold, be prayerful, and be bold. Our world needs us to interrupt their drabby, boring, down-and-out conversation. Well, since you asked how I was doing, I'll just tell you. Praise the Lord. Well, let me just read. Isaiah 55. Praise God. And then we're going to go to Acts 2. But Isaiah 55. I'm going to read you what you could say to somebody that asks you a reason of the hope that is in you. And it'd be nice that you know that if you are converted, you have a hope. And once in a while, we have to pinch this hunk of clay, this dust of ours, and say, you've got hope. You're not just dust anymore. See, when Adam sinned and failed God, he said, for dust you are, and unto dust shalt thou return. But Jesus came and said, I'm going to edit that. You're going to return to dust, but you're going to go up after. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That won't be the final say. You'll be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. Praise the Lord. Your flesh will go by way of the grave, but your soul will rise again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Isaiah, I'm somewhere in the Bible. Isaiah 55, verse 6. I'm going to read this prior to, and then go to Acts chapter 2. Amen. I tell you, I feel really good. Not because of my humanity, but because of the divinity that has changed me and changed you and renewed you and destroyed one thing and brought something else to life so that we could say, hey, tell heaven I'm on my way. Praise the Lord. When life makes you feel like you don't have any hope, you can't say that. You can't think that way if you're a child of God. Let's read. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Now I read in Ephesians 2 that because of the cross, he made us near. Amen. That before we called him, before we drew near unto him, he drew near first. Amen. Praise God. Because he knew if he did not, we could not. Amen. But because he did, we can. Amen. So that we can end up with a testimony that I'm not just dust. Amen. And that's not my only destination. Amen. Praise God. Seek the Lord while he may be found, and P.S., he can be found. So seek him while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. He has made himself near, and the idea is you call. Call him up while he's near. He's near so we can call him up. I need God. Call him. What's his name? Jesus. He made it real easy. Praise God. Because when you call, hey, let me tell you, for the first time in my life, when I sincerely spoke Jesus' name in prayer, he answered. Like to frighten me half to death, but he answered. And he's near because he wants to answer. Okay, let's go. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord. And he will have mercy upon him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Isn't that amazing? He says, my thoughts are higher than yours, but I still want you to call on me. My ways are higher than your ways, but I want you to seek me while I may be found. He didn't say my thoughts are higher than yours, and so that we could think they're unreachable. He just said they're higher, but if you want them, this is how you find them. You seek while I'm found. I'm able to be found. What's he saying? My ways are available. My thoughts are available. He's enticing you to say they're not your thoughts, they're not your ways, but I want you to have them. Praise God. And if you want them, seek after them. If you want them, call me up. If you want it, praise God. If you want them, let me know you're coming home. Hallelujah. Praise God. The only way to find God is to forsake something, or you're never going to find him. All right, let's read. Acts chapter 2, verse 37. See, it's all connected. Buffets are always connected. I mean, spaghetti might be beside meatloaf, but they're in the same buffet. Well, it's true. They put it there. It's not my fault. Every word of God is true, and it's all for our benefit. So listen. So bear in mind what we just read in Isaiah 55, because it's very key, and it's key that some people miss. So pay close attention to what we read here tonight. Jesus said in Mark 16:16, he that believes, I'm going to say it in the New King James Version, he that believes and is baptized shall be saved. But he that believes not shall be damned. Say that one more time. He that believes and is baptized shall be saved. We read here, verse 37, Acts chapter 2. Now when they heard this, Peter's preaching, they were pricked in their heart. The word just, it got them. I mean, he spared them, spiritually speaking. The word of God just, whenever the word of God just for you and gets you, that's a good thing. It's when you don't feel nothing, that's a bad thing. When there's no prick in your heart. See, even Saul, as stupid as he was being, persecuting the church, the scripture does say that the Lord said, it's hard for you to kick against the pricks. So the word was reaching him, but he was fighting it. So the Lord just said, well, we'll put an end to this. Amen. Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their hearts and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men, brethren, what shall we do? What do we do about what we have heard and what we are feeling and experiencing before God? Because every one of us are guilty before God. Then Peter said unto them, repent. Remember Isaiah. Let the unrighteous man forsake his ways and his thoughts, and return unto the Lord his God, for he will abundantly pardon. Repentance. Watch what he's saying. Repent. Kind of like, if I could add a selah here, I would. Just for the sake of pause, reflect. Don't read too quickly past repentance. Repent. Like to go back in some people's lives, Brother Rick, who stepped into the waters of baptism here and say, no. Because that B, you're not going to experience. Repent, forsake, and be baptized. You'll never experience, you'll never enjoy, you'll never come to a place of being buried with him by baptism into death. For I am crucified with Christ. That's what Paul said in Galatians 2 and 20. And also in chapter 6 of Galatians, I believe he said, by the cross I am crucified unto the world, and the world is crucified unto me. No repentance, you'll never experience what's called the atonement. The covering. The cleansing. For your soul, for it is the blood that maketh an atonement for the soul. But you yourself, even if you're baptized correctly, if there's no repentance that precedes water baptism in Jesus' name, you'll never be buried. What you're trying, if there's no repentance, there's no forsaking. If there's no forsaking, there's never becoming. And never being and never reaching those ways and those thoughts that are higher. Because it takes death and burial in order to reach what's higher than you are. It only takes the plan, it takes the plan of God to cause us to die and ascend. Are we not risen with Christ? Colossians 3, if you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above. We are made to sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. He said, my thoughts are not your thoughts. My ways are not, they're higher. But Christ came to bring us to higher. So that I can no longer say, because I'd be lying, that I don't know his ways and his thoughts. See, some of these people that testify, you know, about the ways of God, they're just beyond us. Okay, yes, they are. His ways are past finding out. But it doesn't mean we can't explore them. It doesn't mean we don't have access to them. And it doesn't mean we're not on the same plane now as them. Praise the Lord. Because we are. That is why we have the walk with God that we now have when we repent and be baptized. It's deeper than just, let's have a moment of repentance. All right, let's baptize you in Jesus' name. Let's all sing, take me to the water. Take me to the water. Yes, yes, Lord. Take me to the water. Right? We sing the song. We gather around the person. Then they get baptized, then we don't see him for a month or two. That's not repentance. That's taking the name of the Lord in vain. Somewhere inside of you, there must be a godly sorrow that works repentance. Repentance is a gift of God. Let the wicked forsake. We can't do that if we don't have repentance from God to do it. Praise the Lord. I don't mean to be shouting at anybody. I'm just trying to tell you tonight that the ability to forsake our thoughts and our unrighteous ways comes from God. The ability to walk away. Don't ever tell God you can't. When you hear the gospel of Jesus Christ and that he shed blood to wash you and to bring you to a heavenly place in himself. And if this word can create inside of you a hunger to want to know him and to draw near while he is near. Then you're experiencing repentance when your conscience can be touched and pricked by the hand of God. When you can become aware of your wickedness and your evil. And it provoke inside of you the desire to reach for that. God, I will forsake this. I will turn from my wicked ways. I will forsake my unrighteous thoughts. You know what that means? I don't want this anymore. I'm not doing this anymore. I'm coming to be buried. I'm coming to die. Praise the Lord. Not physically, spiritually, to how I've been living. And I want to live for God. That's what they were saying. What shall we do? What do we do about our mess? And he said, turn, repent, and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now, the reason why this is such a powerful verse of Scripture for Peter to preach, because at the beginning, he was preaching this to Jews only. And Jews knew that the forgiveness of sins, according to Mosaic law and practice, was by that sacrificial offering each year for the sins of the people. That the high priest would offer for himself and also because he had infirmity and also for the sins of the people. But Jesus Christ being the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world, John 1:29, and according to Isaiah 53, bearing our infirmity, being a high priest after the order of those ways and those thoughts that are higher than we are, to bring us unto those ways and thoughts so that we can live in them and have our being in them and operate by them. Praise the Lord. Look, if your mind is goofy and you're struggling and you have issues in your head, let me tell you, Christ is a healer. He can fill that head of yours with thoughts that are holy, thoughts that are pure, thoughts that are strong, thoughts that are consistent. He'll never leave you out there thinking, well, what's the use? He don't think that way. He doesn't think about not going to church tonight. He don't think about not praying tonight. He don't think, well, I'll just give up and throw in the towel and quit. He don't think that way. Hallelujah. Amen. I tell you, God's so good. He thinks, tell heaven I'm on my way home. Praise God. Hallelujah. Jesus shed blood, and being that he shed blood, he became the initiator of a New Testament, the mediator of a New Testament with a new sacrificial offering plan. The covenant that we live by today annulled, discontinued rather, the first covenant, because it was built upon better promises and a better sacrifice. The first was a blueprint, a figure of that which was to come. In other words, it was representing something to come. It had a shadow of the good things yet to come, but not those good things. We're enjoying those good things today. And when Peter is saying, repent and be baptized, he's saying, get in on the atonement. This is the atonement. This is the covering for your sin. And this is the only way from this point forward that your soul will be cleansed from all unrighteousness and sin. A lamb, a bullock, or a goat will never, ever work again. Only one sacrifice. Praise the Lord. And so when the Lord is talking to us and saying, repent and be, I just want to emphasize that so that you don't spend your whole Christian life struggling. Yeah. Oh my God. One way to God. I don't know about this. One. Hallelujah. Anyhow. Oh God. No, that's not the walk with God. That is, the atonement doesn't do that to you. Praise the Lord. It just does not do that. The atonement says, hallelujah, anyhow. And when life says, I don't think so, the atonement says, hallelujah, anyhow. Yeah. Hear what I'm saying tonight? Repent and be. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Yeah. Repent and be dead to the world. Some people just they're just not dying. God help me tonight. Oh, stick with me a minute. I'm almost through. Please understand what I'm trying to say. Amen. Not trying to be morbid here. But usually when someone goes flatline, they're gone. The problem with people in a life of sin is there's still this beep, 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 beep. And some people live a life where it seems flatline, but then beep, beep. And that's not repent and be. Repent and be is. Doesn't mean you're not alive. It just means you're dead to something, but alive to something else. And this is the impact of Acts 2:38. It's not just your cute, this is the salvation message scripture. It is packed with a lot of powerful punch because we're dealing with the blood of Christ here that he shed one time only. So that every time you decide you're going to be a goofball, he's not going to descend from glory and shed blood again for you. His shedding was shed one time. Praise the Lord. Amen. And so the man of God said in Romans 6, reckon yourselves likewise to be dead to sin, but alive unto God. So he said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, amen, for the remission of sins. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you. There's a promise for you. There's a promise for me coming from God. And if there's a promise, I want in on it. No matter how rough life has been, tough it has been, if I'm still alive, if I've still got breath, I want to use that breath to realize he is near. And if I call, and I can call with the right heart, in a repented heart, then somehow I'm going to find this one who said he is near. Yes. Praise the Lord. Amen. Repent and be. Be buried with him by baptism into death, spiritually speaking. That like as Christ was raised up by the glory of God, even so you and I should walk in newness of life. But to experience the good things that God has for us, we got to follow things God's way. I'll end it with this little story about King Saul. 1 Samuel chapter 15. He was told by the Lord to do a certain thing, and he didn't do it. He and all the soldiers got to where they went and were to do exactly as God had bid them to do, but they decided they were going to edit the plan of God and do it their way. You can't do that. You got to do it God's way. It doesn't work otherwise. We don't have the power. We don't have the authority. We don't have the right to try to edit and say, no, I don't like the way God. See, they were supposed to destroy everything and come home. But they decided, nah, we can't destroy all those wonderful sheep and oxen. Look at how good they are. Now we got to take some of this. But the charge from the Lord was because of the enemies of God. He said, destroy everything. No, we can't do that. And they came home, and Saul suffered as God rejected him because he decided, no, I'm going to do it my way. We can't be converted. We can't be saved. And we can't enjoy the things of God, and we can't tell heaven, I'm on my way home, if we decide we're going to edit the plan of God and do it our way. Amen. We are the sheep of his pasture. That means he's the great shepherd. We don't tell him what to do. Amen. Isn't that right? We weren't there to counsel him on how to make the earth. If some of us had any counsel, there'd be no mountains. There'd be no ocean. I'm glad that God made me. Amen. Let's stand. Hallelujah. I'm glad God made me. Hallelujah. If man made me, he'd fail me. Praise God. But God made me. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 God made me. Praise God. Can we have one song tonight while you remain standing? We're closing with this song. One more time. One more time. He's allowed us to come together. One more time. Praise the Lord. Amen. One more time. And as they're singing, if you need something from the Lord, take that time to pray. More than welcome to come out and pray. If you need more room, or pray right where you are, that's all right. But if you need something from God, reach out. Church time and prayer time and worship time is for us to reach unto God. It's not to go through a formal formality. It's for us to gather together and people to experience the people of God and the power of God amongst the people of God. And for people to experience the fact that God can take anybody anywhere and bring them higher. Amen. One more time.
One more time.
One more time. He allowed us to come together. One more time. One more time. One more time. He allowed us to come together. One more time. He allowed us to come together. One more time. One more time. One more time. He allowed us to come together. One more time. One more time. One more time. He allowed us to come together. One more time. One more time. One more time. One more time. He allowed us to come together. One more time. One more time. One more time. He allowed us to come together. One more time. He allowed us to come together. One more time.
Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 He's so good. He's so good. He's so good. Amen. As the song says, he's good all the time. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is so good. And I think we've said enough here tonight. Wasn't trying to end anything early. If you need prayer tonight and you just need a little bit more, you're welcome to come before we go and just cry out to the Lord. But please understand, if you're considering water baptism here, we will baptize you in Jesus' name. Understand what you're bringing to the table or what you're bringing to the water. The water doesn't wash your sins away. It is Jesus' name and the fact that he had shed blood. That's why the scriptures talk about we're washed in the blood of Christ. We don't get washed in physical blood. We get washed from our sins because he shed the blood. And then put the effect of Calvary in water baptism with repentance. But it takes both, repent and be. You can't have one without the other because the be can't be without the repentance. Praise the Lord. If you're not going to forsake evil, you'll never be what that baptism is going to help you become. Because it's a path to newness of life. And you can't have newness if you're still dead in something that God hates. And that's the importance of repentance and baptism in Jesus' name. It is the old you being destroyed by Jesus Christ. That's why we are buried with him by baptism. We're not buried with him in a tomb. We're buried with him when we get baptized. That's when we participate in his burial. And that's when he's putting to rest and to bed, so to speak, the old you, the Adam in you, the disobedient in you, the curse in you, the darkness in you. That's what's happening. That's why we can rise up out of the baptismal tank to walk in newness of life. So one more thing while everyone's standing, I'm closing. I feel so much like Pastor. We've got to keep his memory alive. Hallelujah. But please understand this so that there's no confusion. Matthew 28:19 and Acts 2:38 are the same scripture. They don't say different things. There's no such thing as a triune baptism and a one God baptism. People say, yeah, that's a Trinitarian baptismal formula. No, it is not. No such thing. Matthew 28, along with Mark 16 and Luke 24:47 and John 20:22 are all in Jesus' name, because there's only one name given under heaven among men whereby we must be saved. And Isaiah 9:6 tells us that the name of the everlasting Father is Jesus. So that Matthew 28 represents one singular name, not three different people. There's not a three-in-one deity. We're not talking Roman and Greek mythology here. We're talking about a God who is Father, Son, Holy Ghost, that equals one. Whether we understand it or not, believe it because it's the truth. I am the Lord, there is none else. I am God, there's none like me. It's just the Lord became your Lord. But it wasn't a different Lord, and he didn't create a mini-me. One God was manifest in the flesh, and the flesh declared the name of the invisible spirit of the living God. As much as he manifested the power of God, he manifested the name of God. Father, John 17, I have manifested your name unto them which thou hast given me. For thine they were, and thou gavest them me. Praise the Lord. That's why we baptize in Jesus' name. When Jesus' name is spoken over you in water baptism, everything about Jesus, the shed blood, the purpose that he came, he goes after the old you, and he just beats it to everlasting death. And you rise up out of that baptismal tank new, cleansed, fully cleansed. And you'll know it. You'll experience it as days pass from there. Just remember this. When you come to the baptismal tank, make sure repentance is coming with you. And believe and repent. That's what he said. Repent and believe the gospel. He's emphatic about, believe this thing. If you're sitting back there, well, you can't tell him, tell heaven, I'm going my way home. You're not ready to go home yet. You got thoughts lower than his thoughts. But when you repent and you're baptized in his name and filled with the glorious gift of the Holy Ghost, all of a sudden your old nastiness is cleansed and you're up here with thoughts and ways that are like, whoa. And I want his whoa, don't you? God bless you.